Connecting forces communities around the world.
BFBS. This is Rachel Cochran. Recently, I met 95-year-old Teddy Dixon, whose family emigrated from Northern Ireland to America over 100 years ago. Born in 1920, Teddy returned as a five-year-old and grew up in Belfast. He and his father served as air raid wardens during the Blitz before enlisting in the US Army, and after fighting through Europe, arrived in Dachau to witness the horrors of the liberation of Dachau concentration camp in Upper Bavaria. This is Teddy Dixon's remarkable story.
Father went out in 1911 to America. He wasn't married then. And in 1913, he sent for my mother, and they got married in America. And then there was a sister born, and she died young with diphtheria. Then when the World War One broke out, my father went up to Canada and joined the Canadian Army and was serving in France, and then went back. And then after the war, they settled in America, well, and I was born in 1920 then. 1925, my father started drinking a lot. My mother says, "I'm going home." And he says, "If you go home, I'm going home too." So my sister and me come home in 1925, 5 years of age just, when I arrived in Derry.
So what are your earliest memories of being in Northern Ireland?
Well, just starting school, strange, and my dress was different. My mum had to cut my trousers, you know, the knickerbockers as they called them, had to cut them down to suit them.
And did it feel very different to living in America?
Well, not really, no. It didn't. Just young, you just adopted right away.
And before the war broke out, what was Belfast like? Can you remember?
Well, Belfast was good. 1938, 1939 was good then, just before the war started. I hadn't served my time to be a baker, and I was working in a bakery when the war broke out. And when the war broke out, my father and me both joined the ARP in the Ravenhill Road, and we were there during the Blitz. And there was two landmines lit in the park just beside us. One exploded, one didn't explode. And we had to report it in, and there was a lot of incendiary bombs fell. We had to put out fires. We didn't get any high explosives other than those two. They had to report it in that the unexploded one was there, and they activate people away from the area. And there was two naval men came and dismantled it. And we were laying watching them dismantling it, which was very interesting. Was about 50 yards away from him. They were linked up with telephone, and every time he turned his screw, he was telling him we were laying behind them listening to the conversation. And that's what I say. Then when the Americans come in the war, I got my draft card.
And that was in 1944.
I got my draft card in 43.
And in 1944, you joined the American Army.
In 1944, I joined up in Belfast.
Because, of course, you're an American citizen.
An American citizen, and I joined up in Belfast. And the funny thing was, I went down to the American consulate on a Monday morning, and there was a Jeep waiting on me, and they took me to headquarters in the Grove. I got sworn in. They took me down to Mara, our American hospital, got my physical, took me up to Langford Lodge, kitted out in uniform, went back to the Grove, took me into a hut and said, "There's a bed for you. Stay there for... so somebody comes for you." And funny enough, there was four guys come in, all master sergeants. They were grave registration. They were working up at the American cemetery. And they come in, and of course they asked me what I was doing. I told them the whole story. And one guy says, "Well, I'd give you a wee bit of a lecture," he says, "on American military," he says, "to help you." So every night, I was there for about 3 weeks, and every night he'd come in, he'd give me a wee lecture, what to avoid and what to do. That night the first night I was home in uniform. We were married then, and I was home, and I went home in uniform the first night. You want to see the looks I got down, going down in the tram in the morning? I got the looks with American uniform on.
So you joined the 42nd Rainbow Division.
The Rainbow Division was a recruitment division in France. It was just training for other divisions, and then they sent them into Europe. But when we were sent into France, we joined the Rainbow in France. They were under strength. There were no artillery with them or armour. There were just the three regiments, and they were stationed there. And they were in the last battle of Warwind, which was in the Strasbourg area, which was another battle of the Blitz, or the battle of the Bulge, but it was never really mentioned much. The regiment got the presidential citation for fighting their way out of it.
The winter of 1944 into 45 was very harsh. What was it like for you and your comrades advancing towards Germany at that time?
Now, that was the worst winter in years. And we were in foxholes, and it was desperate living in foxholes. We were in a wooded area, and we couldn't move about much. We were afraid of snipers, and we just spent most of our day in the foxholes. And sometimes, well, the regulator was back for hot meals and showers. And with the shower, they had a big tent, and there was pipes running across it, hot water and cold water, and you just walk through, wash yourself as you're walking through, and when you come out the other end, the three clothes at you, underwear and all, fresh clothes. That was before we hit the Siegfried Line.
As the war was drawing to a close, you and your comrades came across the shocking scenes at Dachau concentration camp. I'm sure that was a day you'll never forget.
Well, that was a rough day for us. For the day before was the 28th of April, and the Germans was marching in from the east. They were getting away from the Russians, and we weren't bothering with them. We were letting them marching on. We were never fired a shot that day. And that night we bedded down in the open, the 28th, and we got mortars in on us. And there was three guys hit, and the company, the CO, my squad leader, and the radio man was all hit with mortars and put us in a bad mood that next morning. We got up, reported then that these guys was all hit, and we're in a bad mood, and we run across a group of German soldiers trying to escape. There were a couple of them on bikes, and we opened up on them. There was about 40 of them, and we reckon we killed two-thirds of them. But we didn't know at that time that they were actually SS. Escaping from the camp. They were had left the camp to get away from the area. But we didn't know that. We thought they were just ordinary German soldiers. And then after the wee scrap was over, we went back. We were on the trail. We were supposed to go to Munich. And we came across a big train, what we called the death train. I reckon there was about 4,000 in it. And there was only one alive. We only found one alive in it. But later on, we heard there was 11. They were all dead in it. Some was shot and some died. And that was just outside Dachau. After the fight, further on, we run across the Achill camp. And I was one of the first 12 in it. That was roughly about, time didn't matter to us. We reckon it was somewhere after dinner, after 12 o'clock that we were into it. And we stayed in it overnight. The company was held overnight in Dachau to organise. The crowd was running around wild, you know, and some had run up against the electric fence. And then they took us round to the crematorium and showed us. When we walked in, they were still burning them, the bodies. We had to stop them. The bodies was piled up. Every morning, the dead was put outside the camp, and the guys went around and collected them and took them to the crematorium to burn them. There was that many died that had to bury some of them outside the camp.
So it took 60 years until you travelled back to the States to meet up with some of your army buddies. That must have been emotional, reliving those experiences.
It really was. It was very emotional meeting guys then that had fought with, and some of the wounded ones that never seen the CEO. He didn't come, but the two other ones that was wounded, they were there too at the reunion. I was in Memphis that year, and it was great seeing them all.